When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe on iTunes so you don't miss a single episode. And if you like the show and think we deserve a 5-star rating, and obviously we do, rate us and post a review. Also, although our main purpose in life is to entertain you, producing this show costs actual money. So please help out by going to patreon.com/GilbertGottfried and pledging your support to receive all sorts of goodies, merchandise, personalized roast, and shout-outs, advanced access to episodes, or personal messages from me, Gilbert Gottfried. And if we raise enough, maybe I can finally get a new co-host. I'm thinking of the Scarlett Johansson robot. Okay, for those who aren't in the booth with us, what happened now is Frank just looked at me and said, "Okay, Gil." And I was there like, "What?" And then it finally hit me. Oh, I have to introduce it. It used to be I just fuck up the title and your name.
That's
now
all.
I don't even know that I have to do an introduction.
You're expanding your role.
Yes. I'm Gilbert Gottfried. I'm here with Frank Santopadre. And we're at Nutmeg with Frank Furterosa.
The great Furterosa.
And sitting here.
Yes.
Yes.
It's Pat Hingle.
It's Pat Hingle. Pat Hingle.
I don't have a Pat Hingle impression.
Yes, the great Paul Rayburn.
Yes.
Our master Rayburn. Researcher.
And this is Gilbert and Frank's amazing colossal obsessions.
Okay. So part two. In case you didn't hear part one, I'll bring everybody up to speed. We've been saluting the year 1966, which is a year I'm obsessed with in pop culture history. We did TV last week. Now we're doing movies. We're doing the top top 25 grossing movies of, I'll get it right, the 25 top grossing movies of 1966. We went from 25 to 15. We ended with The Silencers, a Matt Helm picture, and now we're up to number 14. So I'm going to ask Gilbert if he remembers. I know he knows the song from this one. This is Lynn Redgrave, again, James Mason.
What's it all about?
Not yet.
No.
Nope. You jumped. Oh. This is Lynn Redgrave, James Mason, Alan Bates. Lynn Redgrave plays a virgin in swinging London.
Yes.
1966.
Oh, is this Georgie Girl?
Georgie Girl.
Hey there, Georgie Girl. There's another Georgie deep inside.
That's it.
Da da na na da da na na da da na clothes you wear. You're always window shopping and never stopping to buy.
So shed those doughty feathers and fly.
Fly away now.
Something like that. Is that, look Excellent. Up that band, Paul. I think, is that the New Seekers?
The Seekers.
The Seekers.
Who also sang, what was the other big hit they had?
They have I'll Never Find Another You.
That's it.
Oh,
that's the
my
one.
God, it has that
I know
same
I'll never
sound.
Find oh, another you. Da, 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 da.
Love yeah. that song. But there was a New Seekers, too. There was the Seekers, and I think there were the New Seekers, which may have had nothing to do with the old Seekers. My wife heard that song. She heard Georgie Girl recently. She said, this is terrible. It's cruel. This poor girl. You're calling her an ugly duckling, and you're
it was 1966.
66. We were talking about sexism before. There's another example of it. 1966, on a budget of a measly budget of $400,000, Georgie Girl brought in $16 million
wow.
for Columbia. That's a winner. The late, great Lynn Redgrave. And James Mason is all over the map. Here, we finished with talking about James Mason. He's in this one.
Alan Bates.
Alan Bates, great Alan
Charlotte
Bates.
Charlotte Rampling.
Yeah, Charlotte Rampling. She's still around.
There's a boy.
Oh,
you know Charlotte Rampling.
Yeah, she was hot back then.
She's still hot, actually.
She's still.
You see Swimming Pool, which must have been the
I
last
like that
10 years.
Movie. It's spooky.
Yeah,
weird.
Spooky, but she looks terrific.
Yeah, she's around. On the 13th highest grossing of film of 1966. Again, made on a meager budget of $800,000 and brought in $18 million for Paramount. Shelley Winters, Denholm Elliott. You know that actor
oh,
from Raiders
yes,
of the Lost
yes.
Ark?
He wound up being in Trading Places.
Correct. That's the and the Jerk. Oh, no, it's Maurice Evans in yes. the Jerk. Forgive me. A Bacharach Davis song.
Who I think was also an ape.
He was.
In Planet of the Apes.
And Jane Asher. Paul McCartney's girlfriend.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
About a cat, about a womanizer who mends his ways. A Bacharach David song.
This is
sung by Dionne Warwick.
Alfie.
Alfie.
Alfie, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which Michael Caine again.
Michael Caine.
You know, I saw that not long ago. Talk about sexism.
How is it?
It is absolutely cruel.
Really?
You know,
cruel
he really,
the Georgie Girl song.
Well, it's weird to say. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, don't mention Alfie to your wife at all. But
love the song. I love the Bacharach.
He definitely, the Alfie character, you know, to him, life is just one kind of moment after another. He doesn't put anything together, and he treats a woman. Who's the woman? In
let's see. I think it's Jane. Is it not Jane Asher?
Jane Asher.
Somebody else.
But he just treats her with complete disregard.
But is this one of those where he gets his comeuppance at the end?
I think
a little. It's subtle, little bit. It's not tied up quite that neatly, but
they
it's
remade
a great
it with
movie.
Jude Law
it's a great
a few
movie.
Years ago. I wonder if they
oh,
made
that.
Yeah,
right.
I didn't. I just sort of.
Oh my God.
Sometimes I don't like to see the remakes because you got the original is so great, you know. So I didn't see that.
Look, and now we're gonna put on the Dionne Warwick Alfie. What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when we take it out, Alfie?
The Gilbert Gottfried Jukebox.
That's a
See,
classic.
I thought,
that's...
I wonder if this movie episode is going to work. And then I thought to myself, no, he'll really love the songs.
Yeah.
And he hasn't disappointed.
That is one of the very short list of Bacharach David songs, great songs. I think that's one of their very best.
Oh, listen, Alfie, we should absolutely. Do a Bacharach episode.
And even better
oh
in Gilbert's
God, yeah.
version.
We'll come back
I
and do a Bacharach episode.
One of my old-time favorites of Bacharach music scores is from a terrible movie.
I know where you're going.
Casino
Royale.
Casino Royale.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that beginning part,
yeah.
that's what movies are all about to me. Like the,
is that
the
one
lights
that?
Flickering on.
Da,
and
da,
on.
Da, da, yeah. da, 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 da. Is that the one? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember at the end, like, fucking idiots, they put in lyrics.
Isn't there a Dusty Springfield song, too,
oh,
in Casino Royale?
I know there's
Is it?
The Look of Love is in.
Does that turn
that's
up in there?
It's, yeah, Look
yeah.
of Love
yeah.
is when Ursula Andress
that's right.
is in the shower.
That's right. I remember Dusty Springfield for some
and,
reason.
But the end of Casino Royale, they have words, and that sucks. It almost kills the song because it's like, you know, it's something like, we're going to save the world at Casino Royale.
Yeah, I know what you're referring to.
Yes.
Never has a film with so much talent that everybody that was involved in that, and John Huston and everybody that was
Peter
involved in that.
Peter Sellers, David Niven,
Woody Allen.
John Huston.
Yeah. Yeah.
William Holden.
I know. How that thing.
Woody Allen.
How that thing went aground.
Yeah, Woody Allen, that's that, right.
But it really did.
Well, that looks like, wasn't that made with like about 20 different directors?
I think it's four or five.
Yeah.
But
and
it's
so,
still.
Obviously,
yeah.
Neither one knew what the other one was doing.
Yeah, we talked about it with Mike McPadden. I also love Dusty singing. Is it The Windmills of Your Mind in the Thomas for the Thomas Crown
Thomas
Affair?
Crown Affair, yeah.
Oh, I love that movie.
That was written by Michel Legrand. And I think Marilyn and Alan Bergman wrote the lyrics.
Okay, now who's the singer again?
Dusty Springfield.
Okay, we have Dusty Springfield.
We lost Dusty.
Like a circle in a circle, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, like an ever-spinning wheel, like a circle down a mountain, like a carnival balloon. Running rings around the moon,
oh, no.
Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
You give new meaning to the word torch singer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Burn down the windmill.
Yeah, the villagers are coming.
The villagers.
It's a pitchfork. He's a pitchfork singer.
A pitchfork singer.
Poor Dusty Springfield.
Yes.
Here's one, and I'll be surprised if you know this
and
one.
And it's like a snowball down a mountain. That's really
okay. That's and by the way, that original Thomas Crown Affair kicks ass.
Oh, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that song is great.
It says she was peerless. You know this picture.
Especially, I meant my version.
Oh, yes, your version. Yes. Burt Lancaster, Lee Marvin, Robert Ryan, another underrated actor.
Wait. Is this The Professional?
You bet.
Yes.
Jack Palance.
Yeah, Jack Palance is like a Mexican
That's the
villain.
One. That's the one.
And, oh, yes, that was a good one.
I like that picture. 1966, obviously.
And I always liked Burt Lancaster. And,
yep. Claudia Cardinale.
Oh, my God.
Claudia Cardinale.
As Ed Norton would say, va-va-voom.
And Ralph Bellamy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wasn't Claudia Cardinale in the original Pink Panther? Was it?
I think she.
Oh, yes.
I think she was.
Yeah. Because then.
That sounds right.
In the sequel. That was shot in the dark. It was Elka Summers. Was
right.
That's right. Isn't she in the Once Upon a Time in the West?
Claudia
Cardinale?
Think so.
The Leone picture?
Yeah, with Charles Bronson and
Fonda.
Henry Fonda.
Henry Fonda,
yeah.
How about this one? Number 11, Endless Summer, a surfing documentary.
No, the surfing documentary.
Yeah,
oh,
made a fortune.
For a minute, I was thinking of Summer of 42, not
no,
the same
no.
thing.
$20 million on a $50,000 budget.
Endless Summer.
I was thinking of that. Now, here's, I got a mental block on this movie. This was, there was that movie, Something Summer, Crazy Summer or something, that had Jacqueline Bisset, Tony Franciosa, and Michael Sarrazin.
Wow.
And Bob Denver.
He's looking it up. Oh, it's one of those Bob Denver, Michael Sarrazin movies.
Yes.
There were so many.
That's when they teamed them up.
I don't think I know this. I love Michael Sarrazin and the Flim Flam,
man. What I remember best about it is Jacqueline Bisset, her opening scene is her arms covering her chest like she lost her bikini.
And top. Summer was in the title?
Yeah, Summer, I think, was in it.
Anything, Paul?
Crazy
you might want to go
summer.
In for Jacqueline Bisset.
Yeah, because I'm getting Denver Film Festival, which is
Bob Denver. The Bob Denver Film Festival?
Well, he was the
I'd go to
I
that.
Always get them mixed up. The one from
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Wow. Who was it? Elkie Summer? No.
No. Jacqueline Bisset.
Jacqueline
Tony Franciosa.
I love Tony Franciosa.
All right. Go into the. I'm going to keep working on this.
We're going to jump.
Tony Franciosa was in that movie Fathom.
Yes.
With Raquel Welch.
Yes, I know that movie.
Where he used to. He was calling her puppet.
Wow.
Thing like
your memory.
Hello, puppet.
Again, it sounds like Gavin McLeod in the donut bit. We'll go fast.
I'll add him to the bit.
We'll go fast. Blow Up, Italian film that they're very highly regarded
and that,
film.
That got later remade.
As Blow Out by Brian De Palma.
Yes.
Yeah. our friend Jessica Walter in the movie Grand Prix with James Garner and Ava Marie Saint.
Grand Prix.
Yeah, came up right. Came up at number 9.
Grand Prix.
And here's one I know that's near and dear to your heart, Gilbert, and I'll just read you the cast. The director was Norman Jewison. I won't get very far. Cast Brian Keith.
And they said he puts the Jew in Jewison.
We got to get Norman Jewison. We lost Arthur Hiller. We got to get Norman Jewison.
Okay, so Brian Keith from Family Affair.
Ava Marie Saint. Alan Arkin.
Oh, my God.
Carl Reiner.
Oh, the Russians are coming.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yes,
and there's the one that plays his son, like Gollum or something. He plays his son. He plays Carl Reiner's son in the movie.
Yeah.
There he was like something like Steve.
I don't have him on the cast list. I have Michael J. Pollard.
Okay, read the other people.
There was Ben Blue, the silent comedian.
Oh, my God, yeah.
How about John Philip Law, your favorite?
Oh, my God.
The one that turned down Skidoo.
Yes. No, he
Oh, he turned down Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
To take Skidoo.
Yeah, because, you know, but you had a figure.
Sure.
On his side, that you're going, oh, wait a second. I'm going to be in a comedy with Jackie Gleason and Groucho Marx?
Right, of course.
How could this not be a classic?
Right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Jonathan Winters, Brian Keith, Ava Marie Saint, Paul Ford.
Yeah. Oh, Paul Ford.
Paul Ford. Hey,
I think if we can go back in time just a few minutes. Counterculture drama with Bob Denver, Tony Franciosa, Mike. This is the one, right?
Yeah.
The Sweet Ride.
The Sweet Ride.
Sweet Ride.
Yes.
Never heard of it. That's impressive.
I've seen that a few times.
Just Tony Franciosa as an aging tennis hustler.
Yes.
Who
directed? Let me see here.
Please say Jack Smite, because I like saying that.
Oh, and I forget that actor's name. He was in The Pawnbroker.
Oh.
He's like he has like a weird face. He played one of the gang members.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on. It is our time. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Who I think I ran into him at some convention.
Yeah, not the guy who was in, not Mark Lawrence, not the guy in the Asphalt Jungle.
He's got like a pug nose, like.
Well, I never heard of that movie. That's impressive.
Anyway, the
director of this, are we still, I don't even
yeah,
know.
Yeah, the guy who plays Paul Reiner's son.
I'm having a colossal
Oh, he's jumping. Now a dentist.
Okay. He's jumping.
The director of the Sweet Ride was Harvey Hart.
Harvey Hart.
That ring a bell at all?
No, no. But listen to the cast of The Russians Are Coming. Alan Arkin, Carl Reiner, Ava Marie Saint, who I'd love to get on the show. Brian Keith, the late Jonathan Winters, Paul Ford. Your favorite, Theodore Bakel.
Oh, my God.
Is the Russian captain. Tessie O'Shea.
Wow.
Why is that name significant? Because she was on The Ed Sullivan Show the night the Beatles.
Oh my God.
1964. Awesome. John Philip Law. Ben Blue,
yes.
Who I believe turns up as the airplane pilot and It's a Mad, Mad,
oh,
Mad,
yes,
Mad World when
yes.
Sid Caesar rents the plane. Cliff Norton. Remember that actor?
Oh.
When I show him to you, you'll know him.
Yeah.
Richard Schall.
Oh, yeah. He wound up. He would pop up in the Odd Couple episodes.
Yes. You might be thinking of.
Wait.
You might be thinking of Richard. No, that's the right. Richard Schall. Either Richard Schall or Richard Stahl.
Oh, maybe.
There
that's
were two guys.
It.
One of them was married to Valerie Harper.
Yeah.
And that's it. Boy, that is a terrific comedy. If you haven't seen, have you seen The Russians Are Coming?
I love that.
Russians Are Coming?
I'd like to see that again. I love that movie.
Let's wrap it up quickly with the last seven. Robinson Crusoe, USN, starring our pal Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, geez.
And Nancy Kwan.
Oh.
And Akim Tamaroff.
Oh, my God.
Or Akim Tamaroff,
yeah.
If you want. Number six, a big film, a big, big film that made $25 million on a $1 million budget. I guess the all-time spaghetti western, Eastwood, Morricone, Sergio Leone, Lee Van Cleef, and Eli Wallach.
This
the
is
good,
the
bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da,
that was
da,
the. Da, that, now that ushered in that trend, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think so.
Da, 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 da,
who was it? Yeah.
It's no windmills of your mind.
Yes.
The last five, A Man for All Seasons, which I think was the best picture. Of 1966.
Yeah, that was
Paul Scofield.
Paul Scofield, what a great actor.
That's a wild movie. The Sand Pebbles, with directed by Robert Wise.
Wait.
I got it.
The Sand Pebbles had a theme song.
Da, 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 da. Shadow of Your Smile, was that
no.
it? No, what was it?
I don't have it in front of me.
Shadow of Your Smile.
Dee, 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 dee.
Good picture. Robert Wise, an underrated director.
Oh, yes.
Made a lot of good films.
And he also did The Day the Earth Stood.
He sure did. He sure did. And a couple of little films called West Side Story and The Sound of Music.
What was the one? There was something funny that we had on the show before, where, like, the movie he did right before West Side Story was some really low budget something. Do you remember
Robert
that?
Robert Wise?
Yeah, I think so.
I know,
so.
He made some good pictures. The setup
is
a good movie.
Whenever I worked, I think it's at Paramount. I know they have like a bungalow that's the Robert Wise.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of meeting him in film school.
Oh, wow.
Richard Attenborough, Steve McQueen, Richard Crenna, an actor we like to talk about.
Crenna.
Simon Oakland,
another
actor we like to talk
about.
And Mako. M-A-K-O.
Oh, she was in that. Was
I think he's a he, Mako. He's the Japanese actor.
Oh,
or Mako.
Okay.
I don't say Mako because he sounds like a muffler.
Okay.
I know what Robert Wise
Mako.
Directed.
Yeah.
I think The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
No.
Was it? No.
Robert
Who was that?
No, somebody else.
But I think The Creature from the Black Lagoon may have had music from Henry Mancini.
That's good stuff.
He used to write a lot of, like, you know, cheap science fiction music early on.
Oh, that's right. We established that. Let's wrap this up. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Oh, my God.
The third highest grossing film of 1966.
Man, that was a good year.
Yeah. Again, George Segal. Mike Nichols. Love that picture.
That's a desperately sick lie.
Oh, yes. Your Burton is good.
Yeah.
Another George Roy Hill picture, Julie Andrews, Richard Harris, Gene Hackman, Carol O'Connor.
But wait. And also he goes, and one boy with a gangster father who went to a speakeasy and we would all have a drink and he ordered Bergen and water. And then we would hear this and we'd laugh. And then everyone in the speakeasy would start ordering Bergen and water.
I love it. It's a little Sidney Greenstreet in there.
Okay. I love talking to a man who likes to talk.
Name this film, Gilbert. It was the second highest grossing film of the year. Julie Andrews, Max von Sydow. Richard Harris, Gene Hackman, Carol O'Connor, directed by George Roy Hill, called Hawaii.
Oh, I remember when that came out, never saw it.
United Artists.
Yeah.
I've never seen it either, but what a cast. I really should see everything Hackman's in. Again, scored by the great Elmer Bernstein. And last but not least, what do you think was the number one highest grossing film 50 years ago in the... The year 1966, our favorite year in pop culture history. I'll give you a hint. I'm going to read you the cast. Michael Parks played Adam. Ola Berggrid played Eve. Richard Harris played Cain. John Huston played Noah.
Was this the Bible?
The Bible.
Oof.
Wow.
In the beginning.
I read the book.
Really?
Don't tell me how it ends.
So let me just correct the.
Go ahead.
If anybody cares, The Creature from the Black Lagoon
Jack
is directed
Arnold.
By Jack Arnold.
Oh, there you go. I said it. Yeah.
You said it already?
Yeah.
You said somebody else.
And then I said Jack Arnold.
Okay.
This was some cast. Ava Gardner played Sarah, George C. Scott, Stephen Boyd, and then everybody else is Italian. Gianluigi Crescenzi, Maria Grazia Spina. It was an Italian Hollywood co-production because Dino De Laurentiis.
Oh, my God.
Was the producer. Has anybody seen The Bible?
No.
I heard Dino De Laurentiis, when he was making the new King Kong, that horrible, horrible King Kong.
Sure, that's a bad one. Although I love Grodin in it.
He sounds like he's doing a Jack Benny.
He's chewing the scenery and having fun and probably doing Jack Benny,
And I heard that De Laurentiis said, nobody cries when Jaws dies.
That's right.
Everybody gonna cry when Kong dies.
Well, I think there's an SNL sketch with Belushi as Dino De Laurentiis saying that very dialogue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And of course, we had Joe Dante on the show, and he was talking about Orca. Remember this?
Yes, Orca the killer whale.
The one gets on land.
With Bo Derek?
Right. But Dino was pitching Dante, as if I have the story correct, some version of Orca where he gets on land. He's Orca gonna crazy kill everybody. he's a kill everybody. Dino De Laurentiis.
Never thinking about, how does he actually get around on land?
This is the last great piece of trivia on the Bible. Houston, who directed the picture, John Houston, of all people, originally considered Alec Guinness, who was unavailable for the role of Noah, and Charlie Chaplin, who declined.
Oh.
Now, doesn't seeing Charlie Chaplin as Noah take you right out of the movie?
Oh, my God.
Does he do it in the Derby?
It's one of those you wish they had made.
Yeah. Is he just like that? Why not just do the story of Mankind again and cast Harpo as Isaac Newton? Imagine that. You're watching this biblical epic, and Chaplin shows up. And
his part would be silent.
As Noah.
It's a very original conception of the film.
I'll tell you, that King Kong movie is so bad.
Oh, horrible.
Rick Baker in the suit, I think, is fun.
I know.
Yeah, we should talk to Rick Baker. But also, René Auberjonois is in that movie.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. I love
it. You just like to say it.
I do, and I want to get him on the show. That is a truly bad film. But it's a testament to the quality of the acting, the talent of Jessica Lange and Jeff Bridges, that they emerge basically unscathed, because that thing is a ship on fire.
Is beyond shit.
Yeah.
That was early in Jessica Lange's career.
I think
was that
it's
her first movie?
First part. Well, she's I got to know the year.
First
and it's one of those.
She's in all that jazz.
What's also creepy is in the posters, and the final scene has to do with the World Trade Center.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's bad. Whatever was charming and delightful and innovative about King Kong in 1933 is completely lost.
So bad. Although, and we'll have to get Mr.
And Ed Lauder's in it. Remember that actor?
Oh, my God,
Ed Lauder, another good character.
He was in Death Wish 3.
Yep. Another great character actor who died recently.
And I think we'll have to get Mr. Skin in or just look her up. I think there are some scenes you accidentally see Jessica Lange's breasts when she's showering herself.
Well, now there's a reason to go back and watch King Kong.
Maybe it's not as bad as we thought.
I do like Grodin, who's acting as if he's in an SNL skit. And maybe he was.
I think he probably knew this is a piece of shit. I don't care.
He twirls his mustache.
Oh, yes.
For two and a half hours.
He's like, chewing the scenery.
Well, that's 1966. That's the top 25.
That was a hell of a year.
Grossing films of 1966.
Yeah.
And you want to take us out?
Did
you want to sing the theme song from the Bible before we...
just let Charlie Chaplin as Noah be your last waking thought as you fall asleep tonight. And Harry Ritz as Methuselah. Oh, God.
And Fatty Arbuckle as the Virgin Mary.
Exactly. Max Swain.
Okay, this has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
I'm drained. See you next time. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Frank.